Resting, resting simply. Meeting the conditions of this moment. Here. Now. This. This is nature. This is nature shifting, changing. Fluctuating conditions. Awareness and receptive interest reveal how the quality of this heart, this mind, inform, shape, form all experience. The quality of the heart-mind shapes relationship to the very nature of conditions arising. And this includes the shifting quality of awareness and attention itself. Attention can be tiny, precise, like the sensation of a single raindrop, or the absence, the spaces between the raindrops. Awareness and attention can be vast, like hearing the sound of a rainstorm sweeping through the forest, all around, 360 degrees. These same natural conditions can inspire a flit of aversion or joy, delight, rapt interest, calm, equanimity. Quality of the heart mind in shapes, informs all of what is received. Receptive awareness, interest. Can allow the heart-mind to feel a pervasive gravitational field of practice, wisdom. Diffuse but powerful, perhaps invisible, known by its effects. At other times, awareness can reveal the tiniest felt ripple, intimation of a shift. Or a glimpse of the vast interplay, movement of distant ocean waves, scintillating towards the horizon. Held by the empty sky. The quality, mood, perception of the mind, the heart, inform experience of any natural arising, any object, internal or external, and any object, any part of nature, is worth meeting, honoring with respect, with don't know mind, allowing the unfamiliar, allowing the unknown. That very allowing itself has woven within it threads of the love and wisdom. Not knowing, allowing, rather than narrowing or collapsing possibilities into concepts. No need to decide or define. This allowing interwoven with wisdom and love by the meeting of the object reveals the possibility that any object, any part of nature can contribute to the unfolding towards freedom. When the heart and mind are in wise relationship with what is. Anything, anything can become food for wisdom, compassion, freedom. Every subjective experience is informed by, influenced by, shaped by the quality, the cast, the stance, the attitude of this heart and mind, of conditions as they have come to be, and as the practice continues to evolve them. This is nature.